USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of lawmakers unveiled a pair of coronavirus aid bills on Monday, one containing $747 billion in new PPP loans for small businesses, an unemployment insurance extension, and funding for vaccine distribution. The other contains $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and a provision that offers legal protections from COVID-related lawsuits. Senator Mitt Romney is part of the group of lawmakers that came up with the bills. The Utah Republican tells CNBC that Congress needs to get stimulus funds out to struggling Americans right away.
We have people that are going to lose their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas, and to keep that from happening is a high priority. We want help also for people that need mental health facilities. We need help for small businesses, desperately. We got a lot of businesses just hanging on. So this is another round of PPP grants and loans to small businesses. This is money that needs to get out right away.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The first American to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday was a New York nurse. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And as the first round of vaccines begin to be administered, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging the rest of the country to get the shot when it's available to them. He tells NBC News that it's important for people to protect themselves.
This is a 94% effective vaccine. It's gone through every aspect of FDA process with integrity and transparent data. I know if you are recommended to get it and it's available for you, oh, please do get it. Protect yourself and protect those around you, but please get the vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The massive logistical challenge of delivering millions of doses of a coronavirus vaccine has begun. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As vaccinations begin in the United States, the Netherlands are hunkering down for the holidays. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced additional coronavirus restrictions Monday that will shut down much of the country through the holidays. Schools, gyms, and non-essential businesses will be closed starting Tuesday through January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.